Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The shipbuilding industry flourished for a time alongside sawmills on the southern Oregon coast in the days when lumber and coal depended on water transportation. A railroad didn't reach Coos Bay until 1916. The industry was born in the 1850s when Isa Mead Simpson of Maine opened a shipyard and one of southern Oregon's first sawmills in the Coos Bay estuary, the largest natural harbor on the Oregon coast. Before long, Simpson had established mills along the Pacific coast that used his ships to carry lumber and freight to West Coast ports and around the world. The Simpson Shipyard in North Bend built some 60 boats between 1859 and 1903. The most famous was the Western Shore, a clipper that sailed from Portland to Liverpool in 101 days, setting a record time in 1876. During World War I, the government revived shipbuilding in Coos Bay, contracting with the CBSC and the Cruise and Banks shipyards to build 10 wooden steamships each. After the war ended in 1918, the shipbuilding industry declined, and many Pacific Northwest shipyards shut down, including the CBC. Cruise and Banks survived and produced minesweepers during World War II. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.